Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Life Poor Podcast with Minister Brandon Howard. I'm so happy to have you here with me on this beautiful Sunday evening. I pray that your summer has been a blessed one. I cannot believe that the summer is about to end soon. We're already close to the end of August, but it's a blessing to be alive, and I'm so grateful to be alive. I'm so grateful for what God is doing, and not only in my life, but in your life as well. And again, I welcome you to this Life Poor experience. So this experience is going to be an awesome one on this evening here. We're going to talk about some things, about things that people say about us. Now, have you ever been in an experience where people gossiped about you and they talked about you behind your back? Or they even made up lies about you to other people? If that is you, and if that's what you have experienced, then this podcast is just for you. And before we get started, let us pray. Spirit of the living God, help us now as we pray. Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus. We want to say thank you for this day. Thank God for all the many blessings you've sent to us. We thank you, God, for your loving kindness toward us. We thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy upon us, Father God. We thank you for creating us with purpose in your image and in your likeness. Father, we thank you for this Life Poor experience that will be used by you for your glory and for the building up of your kingdom, Father God, and for those who are in your kingdom, part of your kingdom, God. So we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you will bless each and every listener under the sound of my voice. I pray that you provide them with all their need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus that they will receive something in this podcast experience, Father, that will help them in their lives, Father God, and help them to draw close to you. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will increase in me as I decrease. Speak to me and through me so your word can be spoken with power and with authority, with the help of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way. And it's in Jesus' name I do pray. Amen. Amen. So tonight, we're going to look at Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 21. And the scripture, the author of this book of Ecclesiastes is King Solomon. And we all know King Solomon was at one point one of the richest man in the entire world while he was alive. And he wrote Ecclesiastes, a book, an extension to the book of Proverbs. And so he wrote this as a part of some wisdom that we all can share with us in our lives. And Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 21 reads, "Do not pay attention to every word people say, or you may hear your servant cursing you." I'm going to read that first part of that scripture again. And again, it reads, "Do not pay attention to every word people say." So tonight, the title of this episode is "Don't Believe the Hype." Don't believe the hype. Now, see, some of you may have heard this term before, "Don't believe the hype." And you might have heard it because you may be a rap fan, a fan of rap music. I am a fan of rap music. You know, I used to listen to it when I was younger. And one of my favorite rap groups that I used to love to listen to is Public Enemy. And Public Enemy had a song on their 1988 album, "It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back," titled "Don't Believe the Hype." One of my favorite songs of all time, by the way. In this song, Chuck D, who is the leader of Public Enemy, wrote and rapped the song to fight back against the negative press and rumors about the group around that particular time. And the rumors that was spreading around Public Enemy was that they were racist, they were anti-Semitic, they were violent, and they also were a negative influence on young black people, in particular, young black men. And Chuck D and the rest of Public Enemy, Flavor Flav, you wanted to use this song to state to their fan base that all the rumors and negative press about them were false, and to not to believe everything that you hear. Does that sound familiar in your life? Does that sound familiar where people are spreading rumors about you and saying negative things about you behind your back? That is called hype. And we need to break this word hype down a little bit further here. And this word hype has many different meanings and also can be used as both a noun and a verb. So now, the word hype as a noun means extravagant or extensive publicity or promotion. Like, for example, another thing that I'm a fan of is sports. And in particular, I'm a fan of the UFC, the Mixed Martial Arts Organization. And there's been talk about or rumors about, you know, a possibility of a fight between champion John Bones Jones and Brock Lesnar. And for some people may know that Brock Lesnar used to be in UFC, and now he's in the WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment. And there's been some rumors going around that Bones Jones and Brock Lesnar will eventually fight in the UFC. And they're bringing up all this publicity, all this hype, all this promotion and things of that nature. And that's what it is. It's hype. It's, you know, pre-fight hype, that's what they call it, to try to boost up, you know, the fight, to promote the fight and things of that nature. Now, there's no truth to the matter that these two individuals will actually fight in the octagon. However, people are spreading these rumors around and making it to promote the possibility of these two men fighting. So that's one aspect of hype. The other definition of hype is a verb, which I really, really will focus on during the rest of this podcast. And this hype in a verb form means to put on or to deceive. To put on, to deceive. Remember this definition, because we're going to get really deep into it here. So what we are really saying when we say don't believe the hype, what we're saying is don't believe the lies and rumors about a person or even a group of people. Don't believe everything that you hear about anybody. You know, don't believe the stereotypes that people may put on a particular group of people. Don't believe all of that. And, you know, people may say some really mean things about us and things of that nature. But one thing we have to understand, my brothers and sisters, is that our haters are not the source of the hype. I need to say that again so that, you know, it can speak to someone. Our haters are not the source of the hype. The person that's the source of the hype is Satan, our enemy. Satan is the source of the hype because if you really think about it, another word for hype that we can use is lies. Remember the definition, the part of the verb definition of hype is to deceive. And so Satan is known as the father of lies and the author of deception. So he's the one that's really deceiving us. He's the one that's really out to spread the lies and the gossip against us. He's using people to do that. The same way God is using us to speak his word, you know, to build up others, you know, to encourage others as this Life Poor Experiences is purposed to do. Satan has people he uses also to spread the hype, to spread the lies, to spread the gossip about us. So keep that in mind, that our haters are not the source of the hype. It is Satan. And I want to read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, a very, very familiar passage of scripture here that will encourage us and help us to understand that our haters are not our issue. It is Satan, because he's the one that's the source of the hype. So Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 tells us, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." So Satan is the one that is causing all this havoc. Satan is the one that is the author of these lies that are being spread about you, the negative things that people are saying about you. It is Satan is the one that is using our haters to spread the gossip, to spread the hype about us. So remember that, you know, because we are called to love our enemies. I'm going to get to that in a moment here. So what does this mean for us as people of God? I'm glad you asked. So here's what this means for us. And when we go into our lives, whatever we're called by God to do, and we're going ahead and going to pursue whatever calling we have in our lives, people will say some things about us. Now, there's no getting around that. So no matter what it is that you're doing, whether you're going to school to be an engineer, whether you're, you know, a pastor, whether you're a dancer, whether you're a singer, a musician, whether you're a bank teller, whatever, you're a businessman, whether you're whoever, you know, people are going to say some things about you, and people are going to say either positive things about you or they're going to say some negative things about you. We can't get around that, you know, because that's going to happen. We have to take it, you know, as truth that people are going to say something about you. And in the midst of all that, as I mentioned before, people are going to say some things that are untrue about you. In other words, people are going to lie about you. Why would people lie about you? Again, it goes back to the source of deception, the source of the lies, the father of lies, Satan. As I mentioned before, Satan uses people to try to destroy us. Remember, Satan's job, his purpose is to kill, steal, and destroy, right? John 10, verse 10. He goes out to try to destroy us because we belong to God. And, you know, he hates God and he hates what God stands for. And he hates the people of God. He hates the body of Christ. So what he tries to do is he tries to get us destroyed. He tries to destroy us. He tries to destroy our character. He tries to destroy, you know, our thoughts. He tries to destroy our mind. He tries to destroy our lives, period. And one of the ways he tries to do that is by using people to spread vicious, rude, disrespectful things about us. And see, people will gossip about you because you are anointed by God. People will criticize you no matter how good you may be as a person, no matter how smart you may be, no matter how talented you are, no matter how well you could speak, no matter how well you can sing, no matter how well you can play that sport, no matter how successful you are as a doctor, as a lawyer, as a preacher, no matter what, people will criticize you because you are anointed by God. And of course, there's other underlying factors in there that I'm not really going to get into tonight. But basically, the main reason why these things happen is because you are anointed by God. And it's the enemy that's trying to stop you from getting to your destiny, trying to stop you from pursuing your purpose. And that is his job. You know, that is Satan's job. And see, on top of that, also, people may tell you that you won't achieve your goals. In fact, people may go as far as to tell you that you won't amount to anything. You know, people may go as far as to say you're not good enough. You're not good enough to preach. You're not good enough to be a doctor. You're not good enough to record an album. You're not good enough to perform, in front of 25,000 people. You're just not good enough for this television show or to act in this movie. You're not good enough to encourage young people, to speak to young people. You're just not good enough. And let me tell you, my brothers and sisters, I've been there. I've had people spread gossip about me. I've had people say some vicious lies about me that, was definitely not true. And there are times I got upset about it. I'm just being 100 right now. As the young people say, I'm being 100 right now. I was not happy about it. And I mean, it hurt. It does hurt. And they say the expression, I know you've heard the expression, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words never will. But that is a lie, because words do hurt sometimes. At times it does get hurtful when people that you think are there to encourage you will say something so negative to try to tear you down. It does hurt. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be true. I cannot sugarcoat that at all. Words sometimes does hurt. That is why it's so important for us as the body of Christ to build each other up, to encourage one another, to speak life into each other. Because when we speak life into each other, God is going to get all the glory. When we speak life to one another, relationships start to formulate. And people will come to us for encouragement. People will depend upon us because we are continuing to build life into them. So it's so important for us as children of God, people of God, as leaders of God, to build up people everywhere we go. Because this world will beat you down. This world will seriously, seriously try to do some damage to you. So we have to be encouraged, and we have to be encouraging to one another. And with all that also is, we have to follow what Solomon says in Ecclesiastes 7, verse 21. Don't pay attention to every word that people say, especially if you know deep down in your heart that whatever they said is not true. Don't pay any attention to it. It's trash. I remember the late Michael Jackson during an interview, during the time when there was a whole lot of rumors about him and the tabloids were spreading all these things about him and things of that nature. And he mentioned, he encouraged us, his fans, to don't read into this stuff. It's trash, and that's the same thing as hype, the lies. Same thing as us. Don't pay attention to it. Don't read into it. Don't listen to it. It's trash, because we know that it is not true. Gossip, 9.99999 times out of 10, it's not true. So don't pay attention to every word that people say. So this leads me down to a few things I want to share with you, and then we're going to close out for tonight. What should we do when hype starts to formulate against us? What do we do when negative things is being said about us, about you? Well, first thing that we have to do is don't get upset when people gossip about you or say negative things about you. Now, that is so easier said than done. It is so easier said than done, because it goes back to what I said earlier. Sometimes words do hurt. And especially if you know that it's not true sometimes. But I want to encourage you on tonight. Don't take it seriously because it's not true. And don't try to get revenge on that person, because Jesus tells us in Matthew 5, verse 44, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Also, don't repay evil for evil. as Romans 12 verse 17 tells us, don't take revenge out on the person. You know, give it to God. You know, be kind to that person. Be loving to that person. Because if you look down in, verse 19 and 20, it says, you know, do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. How many of y'all going to feed y'all enemies? Or feed the one that's going to gossip, that's gossiping about you? If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you'll heap burning coals on his head. Verse 21 reads, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So when someone says something about you that's negative, don't retaliate by saying something negative about them as well. Don't, I've heard people tell me before, don't stoop to their level. I remember it was Michelle Obama, you know, during the 2016 presidential campaign. I believe it was even earlier than that, when things were talked about her and President Barack Obama. And one of the things that she said was, when they go low, we go high. And that's what I encourage you, my brothers and sisters, to do. When they go low, go high. Go high because you are an eagle. And eagles don't swoop down or play with the chickens. They soar to wherever destination they're going to go into. So be an eagle on tonight and don't play around with those chickens who are talking about, you know, you and, you know, saying negative things about you. It's not even worth your time. Focus on what God has for you. And this leads me to the last point I want to share with you tonight is to know who you are in God and focus on what he has called you to do. And what God called you to do and who God says that you are is greater than what the hype is other people are saying about you. You know, the Bible tells us that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So you are more than a conqueror. You know, the Bible says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. My brothers and sisters, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Don't believe when people tell you you're not going to amount to anything. God created you with purpose. God is the one that told you that you can do all things through Christ. God is the one that you said that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. God is the one that told you that he loves you and that you are a royal priesthood. God is the one that told you that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You have the Holy Spirit within you. And when the Holy Spirit is within you, you have all power and authority to do the things that God has called you to do. So don't believe what the lies that Satan is telling you through other people. Believe on the report of the Lord. Whose report are you going to believe? I don't know about you, but I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. I'm going to believe what God said about me in his word. There's no stopping me because God is in me. And there's no stopping you because God is in you. The Holy Spirit dwells within you. So don't believe what they say. Believe what God says about you. Believe in your identity in him. Believe that you are created in his image and in his likeness. Believe who you are in him. Believe that you can defeat everything that comes your way through the help of the Holy Spirit. Any obstacle that try to get you in your way, you can get through that because he is with you. And don't be fearful. Don't be afraid, because he also said that he did not give us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. God loves you. Believe on him. God is almighty and sovereign. Believe what he says. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe what other people will say about you that's negative. But believe what God says about you is true and is the final authority. Amen. I feel like preaching right now, but I just want to take this time and thank you for joining me on this evening. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that those who are not saved will come to get to know Jesus as their personal Savior. If you are not saved, I pray that you will come to Christ, and you can repeat the sinner's prayer with me. Lord Jesus, forgive me, for I'm a sinner. I'd like to make you my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart. Come into my life. You said in your word that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Help me become a new creature. I love you. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, you are truly saved. And I encourage you to go to a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-based church so you will learn the Word of God. So you'll be discipled in the Word of God. So you continue to grow and mature and become who God called you to be. Again, I want to thank you for joining me in this experience. If you'd like to get a hold of me, you can email me at Brandon@BrandonJHoward.com. You can also hit me up on Instagram at Minister_B Howard. And then finally, my website, BrandonJHoward.com. I love you so much, and I pray again that this word, this podcast experience have been an encouragement to you. And remember, don't believe the hype. Until the next time, this is Minister Brandon Howard. I grant you grace and peace.